This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed a public rally in Nanded today, expressing satisfaction with the first phase of voting while urging for continued high voter turnout. Mr. Modi emphasized the importance of both the ruling party and the opposition to work tirelessly for democracy. He highlighted the NDA government's achievements, including providing toilets to millions of women, facilitating bank accounts for the poor, and introducing Digital India and UPI technology. Criticizing the Congress, Mr. Modi noted the opposition to UPI technology, the Citizen Amendment Act, and the alleged neglect of Maharashtra, which he claimed led to farmers' distress, industrial problems, and migration in Marathwada. Mr. Modi lauded the benefits provided to farmers through schemes like Kisan Samman Nidhi and defended the amended Citizenship Act as a measure to provide justice to those affected by partition. He asserted his commitment to leading India to become the world's third largest economy. A high voter turnout of over 62.37% has been reported in the first phase of the general elections held yesterday. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave in a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride. 102 Lok Sabha seats spread over 17 states and 4 union territories which went to polls in the first phase. The Election Commission has thanked voters and the entire election machinery. 56 villages in Chhattisgarh's Bastar and the Shompen tribe of Great Nicobar voted for the first time. The Shompen tribe are the indigenous people of the interior of Great Nicobar Island and are designated as particularly vulnerable tribal group. A large number of first-time voters also participated enthusiastically. Scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections. The filing of papers for the phase ended yesterday. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in the third phase on the 7th of May. Monday is the last day for the withdrawal of candidature. Filing of nominations for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls is underway. 96 parliamentary seats spread over 9 states and the union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. Simultaneously, nominations have also been filed for single-phase assembly elections in Andhra Pradesh for 175 seats and for the first phase of assembly polls in Odisha for 28 constituencies. 25th of this month is the last date for filing of nominations. A Delhi court today reserved its judgment on the regular bail plea filed by former Delhi Deputy Chief Minister Manish Sisodia, who was arrested last year in connection with money laundering pertaining to the liquor policy case. Special Judge PC Act Kaveri Baveja of the Rouse Avenue Court said that the order will be pronounced on the 30th of April. He was denied bail by the trial court, Delhi High Court, and the Supreme Court in both ED and CBI cases. Earlier, AAP leader Sisodia withdrew the interim bail plea from Rouse Avenue Court. He had sought interim bail for the election campaign. Mr. Sisodia has been in custody since February last year. In Odisha, the death toll has risen to 7 in the tragic boat mishap in Jharsuguda district. The ferry carrying over 50 people capsized in the Mahanadi River near Lakhanpur in Jharsuguda district yesterday. Rescue operations are underway to find the missing people. All the occupants on the boat were from neighboring Chhattisgarh. They were visiting Kharseni, situated in the Ambabhona block of the Bargar district in Odisha. India delivered the first batch of BrahMos supersonic cruise missiles to the Philippines yesterday. According to official sources, the first batch was delivered on board transport aircraft of the Indian Air Force. In January 2022, the Philippines concluded a $375 million deal with India for 3 batteries of shore-based anti-ship variant of BrahMos, becoming the first export customer for the joint venture missile between India and Russia. And that is the end of this news bulletin.